Blog Talk Radio.
Today, I'm going to tell you the laws that teaches us how to be saved, and that they are the Tenth Commandment. Although I heard one preacher out of Pontiac saying that he would not go back, but I am going to tell you that's the only way that I know how you can be saved. And I have read these Ten Commandments maybe 3 or 4 times before, and I have told myself that I'm going to read the Ten Commandments to the sheep as many times as I think I should. I don't know them all, but we should know the Ten Commandments, plus there are 2 other commandments that we should know. And I will look those up after I finish reading these. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. What did he say? All right. You're listening. I thank you for that. Number 2, thou shalt make not, let me read number 2 again. Thou shalt not make unto thee any image or any likeness or anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down yourself to them nor serve them, for I am the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the father upon the children unto the 3rd and 4th generations of them that hate me. I show mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. You hear that? Our Father tells you to keep his commandments. I've given you 2. Now, I'm going to go to the 3rd one. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. That means uselessness or worthlessness. you don't take the Lord's name in vain, for the Lord will not hold you guiltless that takes his name in vain. So you don't be going around saying words like, I can just think of, if you hurt yourself sometimes, you say something in vain, like, our Father doesn't like, I will not say it, because I don't want him to chalk that up to taking his name in vain. But don't say bad words, useless words. Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You know, most of you go to church on a Sunday. Didn't God tell you to come out from them? Have you read your Bibles? And thank you for listening. But you know these things. You're supposed to do these things. 6 days you shall work and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, nor your sons, nor your daughters, nor your maid servants, nor your men servants, nor the cattle that, nor your cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. The seventh day is a Saturday, for those of you who do not know. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the seventh day, the Sabbath day, and hallowed it. Hallowed means made it holy. So, the Sabbath day is a holy day. The Saturday is a holy day. You should rest on that day. You should do no physical work on that day. Number five, honor thy father and mother, that your days may be long upon the earth, upon which the Lord your God giveth thee. Well, let me read verse 5 again. Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Well, right now I am in the United States of America. He has given me land here. So that's where I am, and I am to honor my father and my mother. They are both dead. I am without them. I just have one other. Number seven, thou shalt not commit adultery. If you don't know what that is being unfaithful to your spouse. If you're a married person, you're unfaithful to your husband, or it may be a woman who is unfaithful. He is unfaithful too. Her husband is unfaithful. But don't commit adultery. That means cheating on your spouse. Be faithful. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. That, why do you want to lie against your neighbor? That person has not done anything to you. Even if he has, don't lie about it. Verse 10, thou shalt not covet. Covet means to be envious of your neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, and an ass is a donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor. Now, I want to know, What is it that you do not understand about that? Now I'm going to turn where the other two commandments are. They are in Mark chapter 12. Let me turn there. I may take a while. I don't mean to. Are you finding Mark chapter 12? I am. I'm almost there, sheep. Bear with me. Then I want you to turn to chapter 30, Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Have you found it yet? Yeah, I want you to read this. Verse 30, and thou shalt love thy neighbor. Let me read this again. Let me go up to verse 29. It says, and Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, O hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. Okay, verse 30. And thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the first commandment says that you are to have no other gods before me. What is it that you do not understand about that? You should not have your girlfriend, your cigarettes, your dope, or whatever. None of that should be before God. And the second commandment that my father says here, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. There is one other, there is none other commandment greater than these. Now, all those commandments that I read to you, I want you to know, but there are two other commandments that I want you to know about, and they are located in Mark chapter 12. Verse 30 and 31. And I should say verses 29, 30, and 31. Those I want you to know. Now I want to go over. Well, let me introduce myself. I forgot to do that last Friday on the Sabbath. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you to know that Sabbath observance starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I want you to have your three P's ready in hand. And you say, what are those? I say to you, your three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil so that you can jot down whatever scriptures I may say to you. Some of you are technologically savvy where you carry your notebooks and your iPads and whatever else they are named. But I want you to take note of what I try to tell you all. And I want to save my soul as well. And so I'm telling you what I know and that I want you to, I think you should know. And I want to say to you all, for September the 30th, yesterday, that was the Feast of Trumpets. I hope you all celebrated that. And that's the day of rejoicing. by blowing of the trumpets. So I have found it somewhere else in the Bible that tells you further in depth what I am telling you now. But there's another place in the Bible I have read to you all before, and I will have to find it again right now offhand. I can't tell you where it is. Now, see, I want you to start listening to me, and I will pick up where I left off on Friday. And I'm going to ask my Father to bless our minds, ears, and when I read, hopefully you all will understand. I thank you that I thank you, Father, because I need my eyes today. They're not showing as good. Father, help me read to your sheep. I'm going to start. I left off at verse 10, but I am going to start at verse 9. So turn to me, Joshua. Let's spell Joshua, chapter 11, where I left off. And I will start at chapter 9. Go ahead. Take your time. Wherever I mispronunciate a word, chop it up as love. I meant to say it correctly. But see, there are words in this Bible that I have not been taught before. But even though I've read it before, I just quick read over the words that I don't know. But I'm going to try to pronunciate those words so that you will know them. Okay, verse 9. And Joshua did unto them as the Lord bade, and bade him, that was told him or asked him to do. Halted their horses, means disabled their horses and burnt their chariots with fire. And Joshua at that time turned back and took Hazor, that's spelled Hazor, and smote the king thereof with the sword. That is, he killed or disabled that person. For Hazor before time was the head of all these kingdoms, and they smote all the souls that were therein with the edge of the sword. There was nothing left to breathe, and he burnt Hazor with fire. Again, Hazor is spelled Hazor. In all the cities of those kings, and all the kings of them did Joshua take and smote them with the edge of the sword. And smote them with the edge of the sword. I'm thinking he killed them with the edge of the sword. And he utterly destroyed them as Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded. But as far the cities that stood still in their strength, Israel burned none of them save Hazor only, that did Joshua burn. And all the spoils of the city and the cattle of the children of Israel took for prey unto themselves. So they took just the cattle and for themselves. They did not steal anything like Last week, I read that one person, our father, made them lose battle to AI the first time because one of the people took some jewelry stuff for himself. He hid it in his tent, and he was not told not to take anything. But I'm going to finish reading verse 14. But every man they smote with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, either left they any to breathe. As the Lord commanded Moses, his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all the Lord commanded Moses. And Joshua took all that land, the hills, and all the southern countries, in all the land of Goshen, in the valley, in the plain, in the mountain of Israel, in the valley of the same, even the mouth of Mount Holak, that's spelled H-A-L-A-K, and goes up to Seir, that's spelled S-E-I-R, even unto Baal-Gal, that's spelled B-A-A-L-G-A-D, Baal-Gad, in all the valley of Lebanon, under the Mount Hermon, that's spelled H-E-R-M-O-N, and all the kings he took and smote them and slew them. Joshua made war a long time with all the kings. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, say the Hivites, that's spelled H-I-V-I-T-E-S, and inhabitants of Gibeon, that's spelled G-I-B-E-O-N. All the others they took in battle, for it was the Lord to harden their hearts that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, and that they might have no favor. But that he might destroy them as the Lord commanded Moses. And at that time came Joshua and cut off the Anakims, and that's spelled A-N-A-K-I-M-S. If you can remember back, I was telling you about the Anakims were giants from the mountains, from Hebron. That's spelled Hebron, I guess. That's spelled H-E-B-R-O-N. And debris, that's spelled D-E-D-I-R. And from Anab, that's spelled A-N-A-B. And all the mountains of Judah, from all the mountains of Israel. Let me read back over that again. And from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel, Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. There was none of the Anakims left in the land of the children of Israel, only in Gaza, that's spelled G-A-Z-A, and Graph, that's spelled GAPH, and in Ashdod, that's spelled ASHDOD, there remaineth. So there's three cities where the Anakims live, and that's in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said to Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel according to their divisions by their tribe, and the land rested from war. Well, that is the reading of chapter 12, and hopefully I will get finished reading. Now that is the reading of chapter 11. Now I intend to read chapter 12 for your hearing. Hopefully I will read it all. I have 18 minutes left, and hopefully I can read it all. Let's read chapter 12. So, I read chapter 11. It tells you basically that there were two kings that joined the children of Israel. They told them a lie, and they made an agreement with the children of Israel. They were the the Hivites and the children of Gibeon. Those were the two that he did not smite. Now, he took all of the kingdom except for three kingdoms, and they were the children of Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod. Now let's read chapter 12. Now these are the kings of the land which the children of Israel smote and possessed their land on the other side of Jordan, towards the rising of the sun, from the river Arnon, that's spelled A-R-N-O-N, unto Mount Hermon. Hermon is spelled H-E-R-M-O-N, in all the plains of the east. Sihon, that's spelled S-I-H-O-N, king of the Amorites, dwelt in Heshbon. Heshbon is spelled H-E-S-H-B-O-N, and ruled from Arrow. It's spelled A-R-O-E-R, which is upon the banks of the river Arnon. Again, Arnon is spelled A-R-N-O-N, from the middle of the river and from half Gilead. Gilead is spelled G-I-L-E-A-D, even unto all the rivers of Jabbok. Well, that's maybe Jabbok is spelled J-A-B-B-O-K, which is in the border of the children of Anan. From the plains to the sea of Chinnereth. Chinnereth is spelled C-H-I-N-N-E-R-O-T-H, Chinnereth, on the east, and unto the sea of the plain, even the South Sea on the east, even and away to Beth Jeshimoth, that's spelled B-E-P-H-J Jeshimoth, and from the south under Ashdod, Pigah. That's spelled Ashdoth, Pigah, Pisgah. And the coast of Og, king of Bashan. Basham is spelled Bashan, which Basham unto the border of the Geshurite. That's spelled Geshurites, and to the Massachite. That's spelled Maachat. A-T-E-S, and have Gilead, D-I-L-E-A-D, to the border of Sihon, S-I-H-O-N, king of Heshbon. Them did Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the children of Israel smite, and Moses servant. Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave it for a possession unto the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half of the Manasseh and half of Manasseh. And he gave the kings of the country which Joshua and the children of Israel smote on the side of Jordan on the west from Baal-Gad. That's B, it's spelled B-A-A-L-G-A-D, in the valley of Lebanon, even unto the Mount Halak. That's spelled H-A-L-A-K, that goes up to Seir. That's spelled S-E-I-R, which Jacob, even unto the tribe of Israel, for a possession to their division. In the mountains and in the valleys and in the plains and in the springs, and in the wilderness, and in the south country, the Hivites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And I should spell those names out to you. The Hittites are spelled, is spelled H-I-T-T-I-T-E-S. And the Amorites is spelled A-M-O-R-I-T-E-S. And the Canaanites are spelled, is spelled C-A-N-A-A-N-I-T-E-S. The Perizzites are spelled P-E-R-I-Z-Z-I-T-E-S. And the Hivites is spelled H-I-B-I-T-E-S. And the Jebusites spelled J-E-B-U-S-I-T-E-S. The king of Jericho won the king of Ai, which is besides Bethel won. The king of Jerusalem won the king. Excuse me, sheep. I had the belt. I'm very still. The king of Jerusalem won. The king of Hebron won. The king of Jarmuth won. Jarmuth is spelled J-A-R-M-U-T-H. The king of Lachish 1. Lachish is spelled L-A-C-H-I-S-H. The king of Eglon is spelled E-G-L-O-N 1. The king of Gizeh 1. Gizeh is spelled G-E-Z-E-R. Eglon is spelled E-G-L-O-N. The king of Debri 1. Debri is spelled D-E-B-I-R-N. The king of Gedar, that's spelled G-E-D-E-R. And the king of Hormon, that's spelled H-O-R-M-A-H. And the king of Air 1, that's spelled A-R-A-D. The king of Labnish, spelled L-I-B-N-A-H 1. The king of Adullam is spelled A-D-U-L-L-A-M 1. The king of Makeda, that's 1. Makeda is spelled M-L-A-M-A-K-E-D-A-H. And the king of Bethel, 1. Bethel is spelled B-E-T-H-E-L. The king of Tapash. Tapash is spelled T-A-P-P-U-A-H. The king of Hefer. Hefer is spelled H-E-P-A-G-R. 1. The king of Aphek. Aphek is spelled A-P-H-E-K. 1. The king of Lasharon 1 is spelled L-A-S-H-A-R-O-N. The king of Madom is spelled M-A-D-O-N 1. The king of Hazar. Hazar is spelled H-A-Z-O-R. The king of Shimron, Miron, is spelled S-H-I-M-R-O-N dash M-E-R-O-N. The king of Ashap 1. Ashap is spelled A-C-H-S-H-A-P 1. The king of Taranich 1. That's spelled T-A-A-N-A-C-H. The king of Megiddo. Megiddo is spelled M-E-G-I-D-D-O. The king of Kadesh 1. Kadesh is spelled K-E-B-E-S-H. The king of Jonim of Carmel 1. Jonim is spelled J-O-K-N-E-A-N. It may be Jonim. And Carmen. Carmel is spelled C-A-R-M-E-L. The king of Dor. Dor is spelled D-O-R. The coast of Dor 1. The king of nations. The king of the nations 1. That's Gilgal. Is spelled G-I-L-G-A-L. Gadgil. Gilgal. G-A-L. G-I-L-G-A-M 1. The king of Tirzah 1. T-I-R-Z-A-H 1. All the kings 30 and 1. So that's the end reading of chapter 12. So right now, I'm going to stop here at chapter 12 and pick up Friday, if God is willing, at chapter 13. So, I have read to you all of chapter 11, all of chapter 12. So we will pick up at chapter 13 come this Friday. Now, let us have a closing word of prayer. Then I'll say some other things until you see. I am so glad you are listening. And I know it may be hard to listen because I'm not an exciting person. I try not to be. I just want to say, read to you what is written in the Bible, and I have a hard time pronouncing the names of some places. Let me say, our Father in heaven, thank you for protecting us as usual, day and night, from the evil one who goes by the name of Satan, the devil, and other names. Thank you so much. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name. Remember, children, we see in James chapter 4, verse 15, it says, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you this coming Friday at 5. I come on the airwaves twice a week, usually, and it's on Tuesday at 11 a.m. and Friday at 5 p.m. Now, see, I have other things that I want you to get from me. I ask that you go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase this song produced by my nephew. It is a good song, too. High and Lifted Up. Purchase that, please. It'll bring a blessing unto your, I want to say so, but it'll bring a blessing unto your heart if you hear that song. All of you in Chicago should listen to it. My nephew is a graduate of, I think it's Columbia College there. And you will hear him playing. He plays very well. You should be proud of someone that you helped produce. You make him become part of the kid that he is now. Because he plays
help your
well.
Children.
Also, his
brother. Don't let them fall.
They both play well.
By the side. Of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart.
If you, whoever it was that called
Jesus.
Speak with anyone on the air.
And I know
he on the air. Now we'll speak with you on the air.
Forever in my heart.
Listen to the song.
We've got to walk on.
Yes, it is. You got to walk on.
Walk on through. Temptation, cause he loves and his wisdom will be our helping hand.
I
know the truth, and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. The Jesus.